Vayikshoy, both opinions are correct. It's irrelevant for us now. What was the story? The Churish tells the Shaila, how does the Gemara prove that of Eviasar is a Bar Samcha, someone we could rely upon in Halacha, from the fact that the Eibishter repeated the teaching of Rav Eviasar? Says the Holy B'nai Yisalskar in the Sefer Agar de Pirka, Lechura, before you get to the story with the Eibishter, the fact that Rav Eviasar had a Gilui Elio and Novi, which something that happens to the great Tzadikim, Lechura, why doesn't that itself prove that Rav Eviasar was a Bar Samcha, someone we could rely upon? Says the Holy B'nai Yisalskar, an axiom, a rule, that it's more powerful to rely on someone who's mechavin la mitasa shel Torah, someone who's able to reveal the truth, the depth of Torah. It's even greater than a gilu of Elio Hanov. And there are actually many ways that rabbis explain the comments of the Holy B'nai Yisalskar. I want to say a simple pshat based on this week's parsha. We find that after the Maisa, when Pinchas stands up and he kills Zimri and Kozbis, so the Eibishter promises that since Pinchas ben Elazar ben Arakoyin, Heishev as Chamosi ben Albin Yisrael, the Eibishter rewards him in the Noisin lay his Brisi Shalom. What shot the Brisi Shalom, says the Targum Yonason, is very famous, that he will live for eternity and he will become a Malach, and he will be the one who will be Mavasar the Gula, who will herald the coming of redemption for Kal Yisrael. Shtelzuch the Shaila, what is the Midah Kenegan Midah? Because Pinchas saved Kal Yisrael from the Maisa of the Znus by the story of the Berit Midian, why therefore Midah Kenegan Midah is he going to live forever? So I saw Rabbi Pinchas Friedman and Shvili Pinchas last year. He brings a statement from Renosin Shapira, who's a Gevaldig of a Kubel, the Zayda of the Megal Amukis, the author of the Matzah Shmurim and the Machberes HaKoydish. This is a Meiritik Pshat. We know that whenever there's a doubt in the Gemara, and the Gemara can't be posted in the Shaila, so we have a principle, Teku, which is Rashi tells us in every school child, is told Teku is an acronym of the words Tishpi Yitareitz Kushyus Vavaitz. Ultimately, all our outstanding difficulties in Halacha, in Torah, will be resolved by Elio HaNovi. Why Dafka Elio HaNovi? Says the Matzah Shmurim, says the Nosson Shapira, because the Gemara famously says in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis that Zimri took Kozbis, Tafsa B'Lurus, he took her, slapped her by the hair, and he brought her to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Zu Asura Muteris, is she permitted or prohibited? The entire, if you're going to say that Asura Bas Yisroim Hitullah, had you marry a daughter of Yisro as a Midyon, and Ba'oysa Shom is Alvim and Halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't remember the answer, and everyone started crying. And then it says, Vayar Pinchas Ben Elazar, what did he see? Ramaisav and Yisgar Halacha, he remembered suddenly the Halacha that he told him, Uncle, great uncle, have you not taught us when you came down from our Sinai that Abay al Aram is Kanoyim Poygamoy, someone who lives with the Midyanis could be killed? So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Krayana the Igrasa, Il have a Pravankin. The one who brings the message, she should carry it out. Says Rav Nosson Shapira that since it was this Alma Halacha, the Halacha was forgotten, therefore it becomes the role of Pinchas. Who yield a cholipah? He is the spokesman, the oracle, the one who speaks for Moshe Rabbeinu, and he will restore all our forgotten halachas. And you have this very often in Shas and the many rayas, and I have no time to elaborate. What's pshat? We find that when Moshe Rabbeinu initially was hesitant to go on the shlichus of Hashem to go to Pari to redeem Kal Yisrael, he said, "I'm not a man of speech." So the Eibishter told him, Aaron is the one who's articulate, he's the orator, and he is going to greet you now. He'll see you, and with Dibarta Elov, you'll speak to him. says the Eibusha, I will give you the ability to communicate with Aaron. Aaron is the speaker. He will communicate with the people. The Reis says, and I'll tell you what to do. And then the Pasuk, the Eibusha adds, the Diber Hu El Om, he will speak to the people. Vahoya Hu Yil Cholipev Atatil Olikiv, he will be your mouthpiece, and you will be his ruler over him. Umba Emes is brought in Zohar that the Raya Mehemna, which is the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, told Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his Talmidim, that that is also the role of Eli of Pinchas. Just like his grandfather, Aaron HaKohen, who yield the Cholipeh, right? So too, when Mashiach comes, and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's in the Neshama of Mashiach, will want to teach Torah to all of Kal Yisrael, who will be the Meturgaman? Who will be this one who speaks? Dafka Pinchas. Because just like Moshe was a Kfat Peh and Kfat Loshen, said the Rayyaman, Moshe was a Kfat Peh in Teirish of Al Peh and a Kfat Loshen in speaking Teirish of Iksav, right? People will stand up in Mashiach's time. We'll never met Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. They want to know if this is the real deal. Why isn't he speaking? Therefore, Pinchas will be the one who will be the speaker. Pshat. It's not chas v'sholom that Moshe Rabbeinu literally will be a kvat peh, kvat loshen. Because first of all, Moshe was already cured, according to vast majority of Meforshim. He was cured of being a kvat peh, either at Sinai, or at least in the 40th year of Eilat Dvorim Asher Dibur Moshe. Now, pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu's asaga in Torah is so lofty and so profound that people can't understand his depth and his profundity. And therefore, you need a Meturgaman who in the time of Mitzrayim was Aaron, and later in the time of Mashiach will be Pinchas, and they'll bring the words of Moshe to the people. And b'chlal, why is that? Why is it necessary? Because we know at the snare, where is Pinchas, why is he Merumas here? Because by the snare, it says in Pasuk, Shlach no biyatishlach, send someone else. Says the Targum Yonason, send Pinchas, the Chomi l'mishtal chum b'seif yimayim. Send Pinchas, Elio, who will be there at the end of time. Because that's the role of Elio, Hini anichi sh'leilchem, Zal yanovi, lifnei boyim, Hashem ha-god, l'vaneirav, eishulim, ovis ha-bonim, le'bonim alavoysom. Therefore, his role is Vahu Yil Cholipeh. Deeper, says Rabbi Friedman, a very beautiful vort. Why Vahu Yil? Vahu is the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yil, like the Arizal famously said, when Mashiach comes, the Pasuk says, Vayei Mahu Yil Havai. Instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name will be called Yud Kei Yud Kei. Because Yud Kei is Chochmah Bina, Vav is going down. Vav is the mamshich, the 6 meters downwards, but in the time of Mashiach, there won't be a descent. Both Yud-K, the first Yud-K, and the second Yud-K, as the Degel is Meramez and Pasuk Ravua Yiakofel, the four-letter name of Hashem will be doubled Yud-K Yud-K, or as their Isaacs in the Chayver famous Ingo Elti Eschem, the time of Gula Achris, the last two letters of Hashem's name Shem Avaya will be the same as the Rishis. So who Yiak? Vahoya, who? Yeah. That Vahoya, Yudke Vavke, will be now Yeah. Nachti Frigaret. We all know that Rashi tells us in the end of Mishalach, Ki Yadol Keis Yudke Melchamel Hashem Amolek Yidar Der. As long as Amolek is in the world, that Hashem's name is incomplete. It's only Yudke, not Yudke Vavke. And the throne of Hashem, Kisei, is written Keis, not Kisei. Which letters are missing? The Vavke of Shem Avai, Yudke Vavke. And the Aleph of Kisei. At the original famously tight, we say in the book of the Krishna, Hu Kayam, Hu Shmoy Kayam, V'chisoy Nachoy, Hu, Hey, Vav Aleph, which are the three missing letters of the Shem Avaya and the Kisei, that will be Shmoy Kayam, V'chisoy Nachoy, and that is the idea of Elio, the Mavasar HaGeula. Elio is the letters, Li Hu. To restore the three missing letters, now we say benching harachamo, who yishlach lanu. The Eibur shall have rachmanos and restore the words, the letters who, which are missing in galus, and therefore we'll have Elio and Novi. Elio is lihu yivaser lanu b'sayrus tayrus yishuas v'nechom. What's pshat? So Pickles Friedman says, it's going to be the kitzur v'gip, right? Because we know Chazal, the pasuk says, "Ki gitayr chadasha me'iti teitzei." And Chazal darshan medrash, there'll be a teira chadasha when Mashiach comes. What do you mean a teira chadasha? The mitzvahs are nitzchiim; they're one of the animamins. When Mashiach will come, the shar hanun, the 50th gate of understanding, which human beings cannot perceive in this world, that will be revealed. That's the teira chadasha of Mashiach, which will be incredible depth. And since Moshe is the neshama of Mashiach, as the Zohar says, the Rechaim says, even though physically the Mashiach had to be from Shevet Yehuda, the Yasser Shevet Yehuda, from the Choykig of Ben Raglov, Ati of Shilai, Shilai is Gimachi and Moshe, because the neshama of Moshe will be in the Slavish in Mashiach. And since the Torah of Mashiach is the Izgalus, the revelation of the 50th gate, which even in this world, Moshe only understood during his life, before he went to Har Nevoi, Nunboi, only 49 gates. And therefore, he asked the Ebershir to send Elio, Pinchas Elio, which is the 50th gate. And that will be the Torah, to reveal the Torah Chadosha. And therefore, say the Kabbalist, when we say the word Tikkun, Tishbi, Yitare, it's Kushyas, Rabayas, that Elio will answer all unresolved difficulties, really Teku is a kitzer of the word tikkun, which teku nun. In this world, we don't understand the 50th gate, and therefore we have unresolved difficulties. Eliyahu HaNavi will reveal together with Mashiach the 50th gate, and that's the tikkun, and therefore tishbi yataris kushis abayis abahar gufakasha. Why dafka Eliyahu HaNavi will reveal this? Because Moshe didn't want to go to redeem Kal Yisrael, because he said, Shlach Navi Atishlach, send Elio. And the schus of Elio, Pinchas Elio, who saved the Jews from the sin of Znus, which Znus is connected to the Shar Hanun, right? That's at the end of Parshas Bolak. Last week we read, Ashton. Bilam tells Bolak, Asher Yasa Omer Zela Amcha Ba'achos Hayom, says Rashi, the microcosm, two things. First, I will go in a yatz, I'll give you an eitz. And I'll also tell you prophetically what will happen, what will the Jewish people do to your people at the end of time. What does one thing got to do with the other? Nervos. Bilam saw that in the future, by Klal Yisrael will be Nizgala Sharnun. And Moyev has no shlit on the Sharnun, because Moyev is Gimatria 49. And therefore, how are they going to counterbalance the Sharnun of Kedusha? Therefore, he gave him the Eitzah of Znus. When a person is Pogim in Znus, he's Pogim in the Sharnun. And therefore, Pinchas, who saved us from that, he will be the one to be Yitaris Kushis Yabayis, Yom Nagala, the Torah of Nun, and answer all unresolved difficulties. So says the Pickles Friedman. Just to add one more word. I said a few weeks ago in Parashas Baloyscho that our neshamas are gilgulim of both the Der HaMabul and the Der HaFlod. Der HaMabul being Yishkas Kolposer, which is Nus, which is Pagan and Bris. And likewise, Der HaFlod is Pashut Minas, Kfir, using technology and rebellion against Hashem. And those neshamas with his galgul in Mitzrayim, and therefore they were punished either kol beriyila in the eret hashlichu, which is geneged the mayim of the mabul, the mabul, and building Peter Veramsis b'chaymer leveinim is geneged the pyramids, is geneged the arimiskinos, is geneged the der hafloga, the tower of Babel, and both these in yonim, arayis and minos are both hurl a person into the sharnun. And therefore, we find Elio, the Mavasar Gula, Sai in this week's Parsha, when he's Shushkabab, Zimri, and Kozris, he's fighting against the Aveir of Arayitz, which is the reason why the Rechayim says, Pinchas ben Elazar, 568, is Gimatria of Elisinov. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron is Gimatria Yosef, if final Mansapach Pei is 800, because that's going to get Arayitz. And therefore, we know that Elio comes to every priest, Kedushas HaYisod. And likewise, he stopped the Avodah Zorah of Baal Pe'or, which is the idea of Minas and Kfira. And Keneged Zeh, when we were redeemed from Pesach, we had the Spiseses B'damoyach. There were two bloods, Chazal say, the Dam of Pesach and the Dam of Mila. Pesach is Keneged Avodah Zarah. Mishku Yideichem Avodah Zarah. And you have the Dam of Mila. And both of whom correspond to Elio, which also correspond to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. One Mashiach ben Yosef is connected to the Ramabul, Yisod, and Mashiach ben David is connected to Malchus Hashem, which gets Minus. And therefore we find that it was Nisaber. You know, the Zohar famously says, Pinchas ben Elozar, who's also, this Pinchas has been Aaron. Wow, how is Pinchas ben Aaron? A son of Aaron, not a grandson. Says the Zohar, that when Pinchas, his neshama left him when he was about to, from the Pachad, when he's about to kill Zimri, and it was this Aber in him, his neshama was restored. Therefore, Pinchas is Gimachi Yitzchak with the Yud, because both Yitzchak and Pinchas both have Tchias Aleisim, and the Eibishter gave him a new neshama with this Aber in him, and two new neshamas, the neshamas of his two uncles, Nadav and Avihu. Therefore, whenever we ask the Eibishter to open the gates, we plead, we say Ono, and Ono, it says Mitzvarim, stands for Elio Nodav Avihu. And therefore, I saw Ramach Zilber says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, the big day Zov, the golden garments, the vestments which the Kohen Gadol wore, is Mechaper on Avodah Zarah, and the big day Lovon, same as Bad, that is Mechaper on Arayis. And therefore, Avi and Nadav is Gematria of 56, which is 4 times 14, which is Zov. And Aviu, which is 24, is 4 times 6, which is Bat. So in other words, there's Zov and Lova, which is Sodom and Gurus of Sodom, which is why Pinchas is Koilo, both Yitzchok is Gematria Yitzchok, Veikach Roimach, 248 is Gematria Avram. Al Kopanim, we see that Elio Novi is the one who fights against those who want to hurl Kol Yisrael into the Sharnut. Minus Arayis. To understand what I'm talking about a bit, Tedin Sforim, the Cheslavram, brings that Pinchas b'miluai is Gimatria 2 times Sholem. Why 2 times Sholem? Because the Sholem l'mayil and Sholem l'mat. What does he mean by this? What is it? You have a heavenly, a cosmic, celestial shalom and an earthly shalom. And Taka, why is it that the Indian of Hinan Nathan Prisi Shalom here Chazal or Taiching, Shalom means he'll live forever. So it should have said Indian Nathan Prisi Chayim. Why is it called Shalom? And further, one still has to understand why Dafka Elio will be the one, the Tishbi will be Taritz Kushis Fabai. There is brought in Sforum, the Kitzer Nimritz, based on Rabbi Bachari and other sources, that a person has within himself, as the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, 4 Yisoidus, Eish Ruach Mayim Ofer. Before the Chet Nitzadas, everyone was in harmony and peace, they were all balanced and proportionate, and then you can live forever. But after the sin, the person gets angry, different Yisoidus suddenly play up against each other. Therefore, a person lacks that inner harmony, and therefore he has to pass away in this world. Machloikas is therefore cholop mess, as the Sforim say. Whenever there's disunity, disharmony, even within the person, that causes death. By tzaddikim, when they pass away, the 3 malachim come to greet them, and they tell them, Yaveh b'shalom, etc., etc., Yaveh b'shalom, inukom shtuvayisam. By Rishoyim, it says, Ein Cholem Amar Hashem LaRishoyim. So the word is that Elio had inner peace and inner serenity, and that's what the Gemara says in Brachos, Elio Ba'arba, that all 4 Yisoidus lived in peace. And therefore you find when Elio and Novi went up to heaven, it says, he said that he took a dart of Yiglam, he took his mantle, he folded it, Vayachasa Mayim. And Elio and Elisha cross the waters, their feet are on the dry, on the Harava, and then Elio goes up Besaira Shamaima in a whirlwind, in a chariot of fire. And the Barvanel already mentioned that all 4 Yesoidas are mentioned here, because that's the idea of Elio, who personifies peace, this peace within himself, and the Ar Yesoidas of Mechuvin Keneged pshat to them is the Rishon Sod, which is Mechuvin Kineged, the four Eilomers, Atzilus, Briya, Tir, Asiya. In other words, Elio is the one who comes to bring peace within man, between man and fellow man, within Torah, in the worlds, etc., etc. That's pshat, that Elio is Kineged, the idea of answering halachic shailus, because halacha is that concept which unites all the worlds. We have a boyad l'ifshita. A boyad l'ifshita means a question which hasn't been answered, that hasn't been pushed, hasn't come down this world in Ilam Asiya. Boyad, Beis Ayin, Yud Aleph is the same Rosh Davis as Abya, Atilus, Briya, Tir, and Asiya. And it has to come down in this world. And I thought to myself, it's just a Dover B'itoy. Today, even around the world, are celebrating the Siyam of learning Ramba. What's ideas also Ram is also Vaitar Halach, which also connected Elio, Tanud of Elio, Kulashain Halach is Bacholim. The Meiri, when he discusses, when the Rishonim, when he discusses Rishonim, he has different nicknames for them. Rashi is called Gedele Harabon, the Rif is called Gedele Apostle. He called the Meiri, calls the Rambam Gedele HaMechaber. What's the Mechaber? Not a prolific writer. The Gedele HaMechaberim is Gimachia 358, which is Gimachia Mashiach. The purpose of the Rambam was to connect. He starts off Yisoyidah Avamadachachma, which is Rosh Tevah Shem Avayah, to connect the belief in the Motzi Rishon Amamti Kol Anentzoyim in Bishamayim of Oretz Mashminayim Loinimso Ela Amiamitas Himotzoy, the existence of Hashem. If a Rambam was a scholar for Yerushamayim, there are 1,000 prokim in Rambam, which is, when you go back to the beginning, which is 1,001, which is Gimachi Yerushamayim, Rabbi Chaskaritz, who would never lend his Rambam to anyone else, because as long as there's a Rambam in the house, is Yerushamayim, and he ends off the Gabei Mashiach. And in other words, to bring down that truth, which is why it's called the Sefer Mishneh Torah, to bring down that truth, dafka down here in the physical, tangible, real world. When was the Rambam born? Just Derech Agav. Anyone knows? The birthday of the Rambam was one of the few people we know in history. We know his birthday was born Yudalid Nisan Erev Pesach Dalid Alofin Tuf Tzadik Dalid in the year 4894. The 4894th pasuk of the Torah is Elu the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. And we find Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, he says, everything is like a midah, like a remizah, by Raisa, everything alluded in Torah. Where is the Rambam alluded in Torah? Besides the famous verse of the Gra, Rabbeinu Moisai, there is Ephraim. But more than that, the last pasuk of the Torah, L'chola Oisois, L'chola Yarach HaZok, V'hamoyra HaGod, that refers to, it alludes to, the Mishnah Torah, the Yarach HaZok, and the Moira of the Rambam, the guide, the Moira Nebuchim, the way it's pronounced, Asher also Moshe la'enei kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, the Rambam says Rabbeinu Ephraim, la'enei kol Yisrael, that when a person looks at the world, the tikkun of the Inayim, which we discussed a few weeks ago, is the tikkun of Tammuz, and all of today's Shavuos of the Tammuz, that dafka by learning halacha, when it's simoin to know what is the Ratzon Hashem, through that we're able to bring the geula and the fulfillment of the last word, Perik and Rambam, and Ilchus Melachim and Melchamisayim. But you see, as man, the time when Mashiach comes, there won't be kinna, the sinna, the sachras, there won't be hatred, strife, animosity, and competition. Shatoiva, the Mishvas Harabe, the Chalmadonavi, the Suiva offer, all Yid will have kol tuf sela, all Chaylu will be in the Srapa, and everyone will have what they need. And Loyia, Esa, Kala Oilam, Kule, El Adas, Hashem, the whole world will be filled to know the Abishter, as it says in Pasuk, Mola, Oret, Deas, Hashem, Kamayim, Layamachasim, and Hedrav, Yamenu, Amen.
Thank you very much.
Right. There's so much more to say, there's no time.
As usual.